The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's The Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I was just thinking. Last time we were right here, I actually half hugged Philip Fulmer, right? Isn't that same location? I think we were a little more to the left, but I mean, we're generally in the same area. And Philip Fulmer was in Bongo Java. Crazy Charlie went out and fished him out of there. He came over really not wanting to talk to me and gave me a half hug. That's the last time we were here. Hey, we are at the Omni. When we're doing this show, we always talk about the Omni, but we're not there every day. Today, we're actually here. We're at the Omni. We're not in Kitchen Oats. No. Usually, we're in Kitchen Oats unless it's Commitmas, and then we are in Bar Lines, but not today. We're outside of Bongo Java, so if you're going to come by and get your little cup of coffee or whatever, you're going to see us. So come on by if you're in the downtown bustling 615 Pedal Taverns and Scooters and Mass Chaos in the downtown 615. That is where we are at the Omni Nashville Hotel. If you want to check in with the show this morning, it's not really hard to do. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. And also, maybe if you want to email the show, Bill is King 7. Matter of fact, Grant in Nolensville, I owe you an email. He emailed me yesterday. I need to get back to you on that. Grant from 3430 fame, need to get back to you as well. So that is how you check out. Hey, is anybody in the audience signed up for Parler? Now, Parler is apparently a relatively new, somewhat upstart competition for Twitter. Has anybody done that? I haven't done it. I haven't even looked at it. I think I am going to sign up for the just-in-case situation, right? Does anybody know anything about it? Anybody signed up for it yet? Parler. Because I haven't. Let me know. Is it similar to Twitter, or is it totally different, or how does it work? I like Twitter. I've told you. Well, let me make sure I'm clear here. I really like Twitter as it applies to this show a lot. I enjoy it. The interaction with you folks is refreshing. It's riveting. It's energizing. I love it. I love the fact that you folks jump in during the show on Twitter. It's fun. It's added a new layer, a new level that years ago I couldn't even imagined about. Couldn't even have thought of this. So it's wonderful. Now, Twitter in other areas isn't so good, but when it applies to what we do on the show, oh, and here's the other thing. I love Twitter during Saturdays. Yeah, on Saturdays, I love Twitter during games on Saturday. That's fun. Everybody's pitching in there, criticizing, critiquing, commenting on games. That's cool. I like that. It has nothing to do with the consensus. It has nothing to do with, I hope you agree. No, I like to be mentally stimulated. When you disagree or you have a thought or you tweet something that I might not agree with, that's great. I enjoy that. Again, it's stimulating. I don't want a big kumbaya party. No. That's not fun. That's not fun at all. Buckeye Brenda says it's pronounced the French way, parlay. Did I say parlay? Yeah, I said parlay. Is that right? She says, I tried to sign up, but it wouldn't take my HIC email. I've seen a few other people say they had trouble getting signed up. Let me know. We may need to add that to the list. We don't do Facebook on the show. Oh, Charlie, I just saw the first scooter go by. Must have been going 50 miles an hour. It went by these doors here on the side street. Which side street is this, Charlie? Fifth? Okay. Charlie would know. He's been in this location. He's been here 700 times probably doing shows. Maybe 800. But, yeah, right. I just saw a scooter go by so fast that Evel Knievel would be jealous. Let me put it that way. And it's barely past 6 o'clock. Yeah, scooters and pedal taverns. So Buckeye Brenda says it's parlay in French. So is that a French company? Yeah, maybe so. Let me retweet Charlie. It's actually me and Fulmer shaking hands. You can tell from both of us it's half-hearted. You can tell from him shaking my hand, and you can tell from me shaking his hand that it's just a publicity stunt in front of a camera. Right, Charlie? It was not sincere. No. It's a pure political publicity stunt is what we were doing right there. Yeah, we really get along. The whole thing on the show is really not true. It'd be like Feinbaum sitting there on the SEC network with Fulmer. That's what that looks like. Feinbaum, a guy that spent years literally trying to ruin and crush Fulmer. Take everything he's got away from him. Ruin his job, ruin his career, make him unemployed, destroy him over Albert Means. That Feinbaum, Fulmer now on the SEC network, sits next to him when they have him on like their buddy-buddy. That's amazing. Next time something gets chippy with Fulmer, that's going to come up here on the show, everybody. Now, you know what the reason is. Fulmer's trying to be a good politician there. This guy literally tried to crush you. Okay? Tried to ruin everything you've got. Buckeye Brenda, I took 2 years of French. And I don't think that shows you what I retained. Yeah, in ninth grade at Battleground Academy, you can take French, Spanish, or Latin. Most took Spanish. The really smart guys, I mean the guys that were getting A pluses on everything, right? They took Latin. I decided I couldn't do either. I wanted to be kind of in the middle there, so I took French. Took 2 years of French. Ninth and tenth grade. Hated every second of it. I mean, hated it. And I think I probably got like 79s and 80s when taking tests. That's on a good day. Buckeye Brenda says parlay, spelt parleur, means speak in French. I don't even remember that. That's probably why I didn't do so well on some of those tests. Yeah, I took French 1 and French 2, and literally could not have been more unhappy during all of it. In ninth grade at Battleground Academy, private schooling there for everybody, private schooling. What was her name? Miss Stewart, I think was her name. She was always talking, and she was an American. She lived here in Wilco. But she was always talking about her summer trips to French and how she'd been working for years and decades on her French accent to make it sound like one of theirs. Wanted to be just like them. I remember thinking, what kind of idiot are you? That's probably why. That's probably why my grades were not the greatest when they'd come home. Yeah, I would. I'd make sure and get to the mailbox before the grades were mailed home, so my parents wouldn't see my French scores. Yeah, I was thinking about it. Maybe we need to sign up for that. Maybe we need to add that. Now is the style, is it like Twitter or totally different? What's it like? I haven't researched it. I was just thinking about this yesterday. We just need a what if social media platform. And we don't really do Facebook here. I don't think that we've ever done Facebook during the show or anything. Facebook is now I like going back on Facebook and watching some of the videos out there. What videos do I like going back and watching on Facebook? Howard Stern interviews are pretty good. I'll tell you who's good on Facebook. Those podcasts, if you will, is Joe Rogan. Pretty good too. Those are a couple of them. No. You want me to mention Alex Jones? You want me to put him in there too? Now those are pretty good though. The Stern ones. Tell you what, Charlie, there is a. You've probably seen this. There is a video. It's from Howard Stern's birthday 5 years ago, his birthday party, and it's. Who's the CCR lead singer? Glenn Frey. Who's the. Fogerty. I'm sorry. That's right, Fogerty. That's why Charlie's here, to save me on these things. He sings Fortunate Son. Have you seen that video? It's incredible. I figured you had. It's incredible. Probably the number one protest song of all time. Would that be right, Charlie? Would that be at the top? Probably so. It is something else. Not that I'm a big protest guy, but it is fantastic. And it's at his birthday party. Okay, did I mention that Brad's with us later? If I didn't, I should have. Brad Powers, BradPowersports.com, with us in hour number three of the show, handicapping, talking college football, doing what we do here. Let me do this. Let me take the first break as we're just getting started. We've probably busted about a 20th of a grape here at the location Bongo Java, just outside the doors of Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on the corner of 2nd and Lindsay Avenue in Midtown. Another from very early this morning, still being cleared on I-40 eastbound between the I-24 split and merge in Hermitage. Lafayette and 8th Avenue, a little slow around the Korean Vets traffic circle. Spence Lane, slow near Elm Hill Pike. Smashville Moving Company. Trust a company owned and operated by a Nashville native. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you've been hearing about the many benefits of CBD, start exploring at ease. You'll find a vast array of curated products, CBD lotions, soaps, scrubs, oils, and highly useful CBD information Ease has gathered for you, along with a knowledgeable concierge at the ready for a live chat. Ease is truly all things CBD, delivered right to your door. Go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Score a 50% bonus trade-in on your old clubs towards the purchase of a Titleist TS2 or TS3 driver. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for doing. And for Dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this. DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with over 100 brands, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
We are outside of Bongo Java, Charlie's home away from home, right here. Crazy Charlie's outside of Bongo Java, inside the Omni Nashville Hotel. Brad will be with us, hour number 3, 888-702-5494. Yeah, I'm glad Black called back. I got a lot of comments on that the other day. Black checking back in. I was worried about him. You know, when somebody disappears from the show, I worry. And that happens now. The most famous disappearance, even though he's tweeted some, is Yipsy Terry. Yipsy Terry was Cosby Cattleman level as a caller back in the SiriusXM days. He was that level. Now, his shtick was not Cosby Cattleman-like. Yipsy Terry's a Buckeye. And at the time, he had a truck route, which was between, I think, Columbus and Ypsilanti. And somehow we ended up naming him Yipsy Terry. I don't remember how that happened, but that was his name. Since then, he's actually started working for ODOT, for the Department of Transportation in Ohio. And his hours in the morning do not allow him to call the show. Apparently, he said they take the cell phones away. So we've lost him as a caller. We lost him a long time ago. That's not recent. It's been a long time ago. Yipsy Terry was legendary. You know how hopefully we don't overdo this, but we occasionally will say that player right there, that guy is generational. Zach Evans out of Houston, North Shore, the running back, is said to be maybe the next generational running back. Now, we'll let that happen before we decide if that's accurate or not. But some are saying that. I want to see it in a college game, and I want to see it repeatedly before I go down that road. So I want to preface all of that. Yipsy Terry was a generational caller on that level. Yeah. Yipsy Terry. No Kev this morning up in Chicago says, Bill, speaking of accents, you don't seem to have a southern accent. Did you ever have one, and did you have to work at it? Well, Crazy Charlie is the one that's got the Southern accent. When he goes home to New Jersey, they don't even recognize him. He's been totally brainwashed by the South. Crazy Charlie is from the Jersey Shore, New York City, that whole area. Crazy Charlie's not from here. When he goes home, they think that he's like got a twang in his... Did they say that to you a lot, Charlie? I mean, seriously. You're Charlie, you have changed, man. I don't even know you anymore, man. let me tell you, when I got started in this business in the 87, 88, whatever year it was, somewhere in there, the guys that were the stars, that was Charlie McAlexander. Charlie Mack was a TV sportscaster superstar in the 615. He had, now he's a white guy, but he had a perm like afro thing, Charlie Mack. And Charlie's still around. He's not in the business anymore, but he's still around. He's old, really old. Charlie's probably in his 80s, right? Wouldn't you think, Charlie? And Bob Bell was the other one. Bob Bell was a superstar on the ABC affiliate here in town. I mean, and you got to remember now, this is when there was no cable TV. I'm talking about previously. No social media, the physical newspaper, and Charlie went and bought one this morning, by the way, was a thing. You could get in the newspaper on your front porch. Getting milk delivered to your front porch was a thing. These guys were superstars. They owned this area. Now, they had gotten old. This is in the later 80s, and they were out of TV. They were pushed out of TV because when you're watching them, they'd gotten too old. So they went into radio, where you don't have to look at people, right? And but they were still superstars. And I grew up, because all we had was local TV like you've got in your city, I grew up thinking these guys were Hollywood superstars. I didn't know any better. You got to remember now, I had no purpose at all looking into the future as a kid going into this business. Going into this business was not my thought. I thought I was going to be a doctor. That's what I was going to do. That's what you're supposed to do. It's what my dad was. It's what my brother is. It's what my son's going to be, my oldest son. That's what I thought you go do. You don't go into anything. You definitely don't go into radio. What the hell is that? So when I finally end up doing an internship at the radio station, 1510, these guys are the guys on the air. And I thought these guys were God. They could have said to me, Bill, I want you to go to the 10th floor and jump off. And I would have said, yes, sir. And I jumped off. Okay? I mean, these guys were gods. Now, again, and I still like these guys. Bob Bell passed away. Charlie Mack's still around. Anyways, when I first got started, my job, I mean, I wasn't on the air immediately. My job was to go get them coffee. You had those telecopy machines. I'd rip copy for them because these guys didn't understand talk radio. They did it like it was TV. They would read stuff, and then somebody would push a cart, and some audio would come on. Today, the Cardinals beat the Cubs 3-2. Here's the synopsis. And then somebody would hit a cart, a producer would, and then there would be audio. That's the way they did talk radio. It was not good. Okay? They didn't understand it. And they wouldn't listen. My job was to go get them coffee, pull copy, or, hey, Bill, go get my dry cleaning. It's down the street. That was basically my gig. And it was, you don't get paid for that either. You're just there. So, in the beginning, back to NOCAF, in the beginning, they told me, you sound terrible, you're never going to be able to do this. So, NOCAF, I guess I probably did. I don't know what kind of accent it was, but it wasn't one they liked. And they told me, and they were not afraid to tell me how bad it sucked. How you doing, sir? Yeah, they were not afraid to tell me at all. And what was ironic is by the time I get to Sirius, and that was many years later, so I get a call from Sirius. They say, we want you to do a college football show. This is like October of 04. So 15 years, 17 years later. And we were already doing a show that was somewhat regional anyways. Before that, I get to Sirius and they're telling me, you have one of the iconic voices we've ever heard. So I go from, you totally suck, I wouldn't pursue this, I wouldn't dream about doing this, to people in New York City saying that to me. It's kind of ironic. Now again, everybody's got their own thing, but it's kind of ironic. It's a good thing, everybody, that I'm not a good listener. I don't listen to criticism, nor do I let that get to me. I've told the story. Crazy Charlie might remember this. We're having a Christmas party, and I'm maybe a year in, and I'm barely on the air if they want to throw me some crumbs. So, Crazy Charlie, it's what's the name of the music place in Green Hills that is kind of iconic, where people play acoustic guitars and everything, right there in the middle of Green Hills? Oh, I'm confusing you. Well, no, this place, people will line up to watch some guy sing on an acoustic guitar at this place. Oh, right there. Anyways, we have our Christmas party there, and I'm about a year in, and Charlie Mack, Crazy Charlie, gets wasted. I mean, wasted. And you know, I'm sitting there drinking water. I'm scared. You know, I'm just trying to make sure I don't get in any trouble. I'm just trying to protect myself. Charlie Mack has like three drinks and he's wasted. I mean, he's slurring, he's cussing, he's smoking. He's totally out of control. So I look up and he's walking to his car. He's going to drive home, okay? Which is not going to end well. So I remember thinking, he's so wasted, he's on True Serum right now. So I'm going to ask him. So I literally go to him, and I'm holding him up as he's walking. Charlie Mack's going to head on home, and he is beyond wasted. And I remember I said to him, hey, Charlie Mack, do you think that I can make it in this business? He said, no. I mean, full True Serum. He did. He said, no, I wouldn't. If I'm you, I'd quit right now. Just go on home and join the garbage crew. Whatever. And you know what? Now, this is shame on me. Somehow he got home that night. I didn't take him, but thank God he didn't kill anybody. Thank God, because that would be on me. I had a chance to stop him, and I didn't. He was in no shape to be getting in that car. He had remember those Saabs? Is that a thing anymore? Is that even a car? But that used to be a fancy vehicle 20, 30 years ago. He had a Saab dealership sponsor. So he had a brand new, beautiful Saab. And he was going to pull out there in Green Hills and go home. He lived over in West Nashville. Charlie Mack. And Charlie Mack was one of those guys that was always sick. He's always calling in sick. And so he literally had like three mixed drinks, and he was plowed. I mean, he was slurring. He couldn't walk. He was cussing people. He was belligerent. He was trying to smoke cigarettes. He's about to burn the place down. It was one of those guys that did not need to be drinking, right? You know that guy. He turns into Dr. Jekyll immediately after one drink. That guy. Just Charlie Mack would have fought. Okay, Charlie Mack in that condition would have fought Albert Henderson. He would have thought, I can do this. I can take him on right now. He would have fought Crazy Charlie. He would have fought Hulk Hogan in his prime. right there on the spot. That's what kind of liquid courage he had in him. All right, let's get the bottom of the hour. We're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
The eastern split between I-24 and I-40 in Hermitage is still backed up this morning, especially around Elm Hill Pike. A fatal crash there early this morning should be cleared up within the hour. Another wreck with injuries on 2nd Avenue South at the I-40 West on-ramp. Watch for crashes at 24 East on the Murfreesboro Pike exit. Self-Storage Solutions with clean new facilities in Greenbrier and Springfield. Rent online now at selfstoragesolutionstn.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The fine folks at Jeff Freeman Construction are on the air reminding all motorists to save the text message for a time when it's not going to cause an accident. Put down your cell phone and never text and drive. This safety tip is brought to you by Jeff Freeman Construction, serving the area with quality and pride. They're your local full-service general contracting experts. For residential or commercial repairs, remodels, renovations, installations, new construction, and more, call the pros today at 615-405-2973. Jeff Freeman Construction, reminding you to stop the text and stop the wrecks.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Busch took home his fourth win of the season at Pocono this past weekend. Up next, a two-mile oval we like to call Michigan. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, this is Kyle Busch, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Oh, and how about you like us at facebook.com/thefinallap? It would make us so happy every single weekday right here.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Omni Nashville Hotel. We are at the Bluebird Cafe. No. We're right outside of Bongo Java in the Omni. Yeah, Chad saved us here. The Bluebird Cafe is what I was trying to think of. Yeah, that's where we had the Christmas party. Clay said, oh, yeah, Bill, Charlie Mack stories. Charlie Mack is famous for a lot of things. You know, Charlie Mack was the play-by-play guy for Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, and he thought he was at Kentucky, but he was lied to. And that's another story. When Kaywood Ledford retired in the late 90s, 96, I think he retired when Pitino won the Natty that year. in 96, I think. But Charlie thought that he was going to be hired and was going up there, and he had left well before that. But he thought he was going up there to replace Kaywood Ledford. No, Kay, was it before then? I don't know. And he gets up there, and he finds out it's not the case. But he was almost a play-by-play guy at four different schools, right? Vandy, Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Kentucky. He also worked in Athens at Georgia. Charlie Mack's brother is a professor of some sort at the University of Georgia. I'm not sure what, but yeah. Yeah, Charlie Mack stories. Buckeye, Brenda says, Bill, has anybody heard from Buckeye Josh lately? Ironically, Brenda, I talked to Josh yesterday. Josh is wanting to buy one of the Rec Tech pieces of equipment, one of those beautiful grills. I've got the Bull, the RT700. I've also got the RT340. And Josh is thinking about getting the BFG, the Big F Grill. Can't say the F word, obviously. This is a family show. And so we were talking yesterday about it because he's contemplating. He's thinking about that or the Bull. He's not sure. And I was talking to him about it. What do you need it for? How many people are you cooking for? All that. He was also talking about the guy that killed Osama bin Laden. No, not Osama bin Dabo. Osama bin Laden. And his name is Rob O'Neill, correct? And he was sending me links to videos and things about that guy. I'd love to have that guy on the show. And so anyways, yes, I talked to Josh yesterday. Yeah, I talked to him yesterday. Good dude. And he's contemplating what he's going to do with it all. Brenda says, Bill, us Hoosiers. Brenda lives in Northern Virginia. Brenda's in the somewhat D.C. area, right? Very, very crowded, lots of people, lots of government money. Up there where she's at. She says, Bill, us Hoosiers, because she's from, I think Brenda's from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Says, us Hoosiers called our front room the parlor. Now, pronounced parlay is said to be much like Twitter. She says, lots of folks are tired of Twitter jail and are moving to parlay. Just saying. And we're not moving, but I think we all, somebody who signed up for that, let me know. We need an alternative just in case. Don't we? Don't you need a just in case scenario in life? We need one for the show too. Brad Powers is with us coming up later. BradPowersSports.com will be handicapping. We'll be talking about lots of things concerning college football. Early power ratings for all 130 teams. And obviously we're not going through that list. We're not going to list it all. But Brad tweeted this a day ago, and I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you fast. List radio here. Everybody loves list radio. Alabama 1, Clemson 2, so Osama bin Dabo, number 2, coming off a natty. Georgia, number 3. LSU, 4. Oklahoma, 5. So that, a lot of chalk in there. Yeah, a lot of chalk. Michigan, 6. Buckeyes of TOSU, number 7. Number 8, the Gators. Dan Mullen and the Gators, number 8. Number 9, Auburn. And number 10, God's squad, Notre Dame. Yeah, you didn't know that. God has picked a team. It's Notre Dame. They're ranked number 10. That's Brad Powers' list. Oh, Vaughn Broadnax yesterday on Twitter gave me a heads up. The Zach Smith podcast, episode number 5, is out. I actually listened to it. And, folks, because of time constraints, I don't look up podcasts. I don't. I don't have time for that. I don't. But this one I was intrigued by. Karen told me about it. Karen listened to the first couple before me. And yesterday, Vaughn Broadnax, who played, he was a big, bruising fullback for the Buckeyes. Vaughn Broadnax, he was at Commitments. He'll be back this year. Great guy. He is my favorite Buckeye. He is Mr. Buckeye to me. Vaughn Broadnax. He said, Bill, episode number 5 is out on Twitter. So I listened to it. I'll give you some of the particulars on the other side of the break. Tickets at Primo Seats. PrimoSeats.com for all your ticket needs. That would be concerts. That would be sporting events. Use the name Bill is King. Bill is King. And that will get you a discount to make that price even better for you. About 5% off. So sporting events, concerts, anything that you can possibly imagine, get your tickets at Primo Seats. Use the promo code BillIsKing to get the discount. We are at, well, just outside, actually, of Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck with injuries being cleared on 2nd Avenue South at the I-40 West exit, and another wreck with injuries on Briley West, the on-ramp to Dickerson Pike in Belcher. Watch for accidents on 24 eastbound, the Murfreesboro Pike exit, and Old Hickory Boulevard at Pettus Road. 65 getting a little full southbound toward Trinity in the North Loop. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original hot chicken restaurant. Download the app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUSKids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For June, try the delicious Italian sub with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at the special monthly price. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Five-state forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Partly sunny with your afternoon high near 90. Overnight, a chance of showers and thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, your low in the low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
His body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
We are outside of Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. 888-702-5494. How many of you have your own radio show with a Russian voicing things for you? How many? None of you have that, right? You've got to be jealous. Brad Powers with us in Hour 3, handicapping college football. Yeah. The center of the universe in our universe is college football. Always has been, always will be. That will not change. Ever. College football. I'm driving in this morning, and I'm perusing news channels and talk channels. And all they're talking about is the NBA. And I'm sorry, I don't get it. I click, I'm out. I'd rather hear politics. I'd rather hear about Sarah Huckabee stepping down as White House spokesperson. I'd rather hear about that than what happened last night in the NBA. Anyways, back to the Zach Smith podcast. I was just talking to Charlie. Now you can listen to it and make your own conclusions on it. But he told some interesting stories yesterday. One thing he did is he ranked the Big Ten coaches 14-1. Starting at number 14, you know who he had at number 14? Lovie Smith at Illinois. Champaign, Illinois. The University of Illinois is a dead end. You can't win there. You're not going to win there. The facilities aren't very good. And Lovie's got no chance. He had him at number 14. You know who he had at number one? Scott Frost, who's been at Nebraska 1 year. Scott Frost, yeah. He mentioned the work that he did. Scott Frost was part of an 0-12 team at UCF and shortly thereafter was part of a undefeated team. Literally. I mean, what was the stat? 50-something players on that roster had been part of an 0-12 and a 12-13-0, whatever it is. That's a stat that will last forever, right? Literally, you're at UCF, you go 0 for the season, shortly thereafter you're undefeated. Same group, a lot of the same players, same group. Amazing. He's got Frost. So if you're a Nebraska fan, if you're a big red Lincoln Nebraska fan, by the way, the College World Series is about ready to get started in Omaha at TD Ameritrade. If you're a big red fan of Nebraska, he's got you rated number one. He is still, even though he got fired by Ohio State, he's got the Buckeyes, Ryan Day, number two. Having never coached, well, last year was the interim. Let me back up. I was about to say never coached a game as the head coach. Well, he was kind of the head coach for a few games last year when his boss, Urban Meyer, was suspended. Yeah, he had him right there. Where did he have Harbaugh? He had Harbaugh, I think, around number 7 or 8. He had Kirk Ferentz. I don't remember the exact order. I was not taking copious notes. No. I was not jotting down things during this, but he had Frosty number one. Tell you what a good one is, if you're ranking the SEC coaches, and you go Saban 1, that's a no-brainer. Everybody can do that. Who would you put number 2? The second best team is Georgia. But would you put Kirby Smart number two? Has he already earned that? What about Dan Mullen? Would you put him number two? For what he's done at Mississippi State and 1 year at Florida. Would you put him there? Who would you put two, three, four, five if you're doing the SEC? That's not easy. You put Charlie just voted for Chad Morris. So Crazy Charlie says it's Saban, and then it's like Secretariat at the Belmont. You realize, Crazy Charlie, Secretariat won the Belmont by 83 yards. That's 20-something links. So Charlie says that's the difference between Nick Saban and the next coach. Probably right. Yeah. I mean, you're lucky if you win one natty. Remember the guy that came by and we half-hugged a while back? It was during the SEC tournament in March, Fulmer. He's got one. Now, the Cosmic Cattleman blasts him every time he calls the show. Calls him Fatmer. God, I wish Cosmic Cattleman. Could there have been a way, Charlie, that day that you would have advanced the conversation with Fulmer? When Crazy Charlie goes into Bongo Java, I didn't even know Fulmer was in there. And he says, Coach, come on out here and talk to Bill. Your buddy, your best friend. And begrudgingly, Fulmer did come over here. He wasn't going to go on air. Said he had a meeting. Yeah, wink, wink. Yeah, right. Could there have been a fantasy where we get him on the mic with the Cosmic Cattleman? Is there any scenario where Crazy Charlie, you literally move heaven and earth and get them on together? No? Okay. So don't even think. Okay. I'm just dreaming a little bit here. So, and would he have said, hey, Fatmer? Well, that's the way it would have started. Oh. By the way, what were we talking about? I don't even remember. I don't even know what I was talking about there. Anyways. Yeah, no, we were talking about, ranking the coaches. List radios, not real exciting. But after Saban in the one slot, it is kind of interesting what you would do. Who would you put? If you had to start a program and you couldn't get Saban, there's no way you can get Saban. Saban's making $10 million a year. You're not going to get him, right? Saban's not leaving where he is at for your school. I don't care which school you are. He ain't leaving. If you could get the next best current SEC head coach, who would that be? Who would it be? What would you go Mullen? Would you go Kirby Smart? Got to remember, Coach O is a hell of a recruiter, and he has learned on the job and is better at that craft than he used to be at Ole Miss. He has learned. We've watched a guy progress as a head coach on the job, Coach O. Most people doubted that. I doubted it. Now, you know who the best recruiter probably is, given the resources and everything else? It's Jeremy Pruitt. Now, is he recruiting top five classes yet at Tennessee? No, but he's in the top 15 area. He's in that area. This class here will be top 15-ish, maybe better. People will tell you Jeremy Pruitt is not a good recruiter. He's an elite recruiter. He's digging out of Sergeant Carter's big mess up at Tennessee. He's digging out of there. He's got a lot of work ahead of him. He's still digging out. It's not done. It's not close to being done. But you can recruit elite at Tennessee. You absolutely can. Would you put Karen's fantasy boyfriend, Jimbo, in the two slot? Would you? I mean, Jimbo's got a natty. How many people have natties that are out there right now? Not many. Now Lesticles and Mac Brown are back in it. They've got natties. Jimbo's got one. Dabo's got one. Nicky's got one. That's a small little fraternity. If you're starting a fraternity of natties, you got about five people who belong to the frat house, right? Hour two coming up. We're at the Omni.